It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Polly Volgrenick. She is the principal at Wellington Elementary and heading into Christmas break. You know, it's been crazy. We were talking before we came on the air, and I'll have her share that with you. It's been crazy. Probably the last 3 or 4 weeks at the elementary school level when the kids come back and know that Christmas is right there. But still, they buckled down. They've got their mid-year testing all done. They had a lot of fun the week before they head into break. And then we're going to talk really about what's going on in January when they all come back. Polly, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk. As I said, we were talking before we came on the air, and you were saying how, you know, they kind of started knowing what was coming when they got back from Thanksgiving.
It did. It seemed this year, I don't know if it was getting the cold and the snow a little bit early. I'm not sure what it was, but they've been pretty excited about Christmas break and being off just as much as my teachers are. They've been working really, really hard. You know, we had our mid-year testing, trying to get all of that finished so that we're ready to hit the road running when we come back in January. And so, but the kids did really well. We saw a lot of growth. A lot of students were so excited to come and get all their prizes for doing well on their testing. And so it was really great to see all those, all the hard work we put in for the first half of the year. So it's pretty exciting.
And that's always another thing that when principals come in, they want to talk about one thing is their citizenship awards and those kinds of things. You got some pretty good kids at Wellington, I would guess.
We have some amazing kids at Wellington. We have a few things that we have in place. We have what's called our Warrior Pride tickets. So the kids get tickets, and then we do every month we have a character assembly, and we hand out awards for our character theme of the month. November it was gratitude. December it was respect. So we hand out that. We draw out of a big fishbowl that we have that the kids put their tickets in. So we have a lot of prize drawings and a lot of incentives for having that positive behavior in the school.
All right. And now that we've talked about the school part and the work part, let's talk about the fun part. What kind of things did you guys do this week for the last week of school heading into that Christmas break?
Our kindergarten does a lot of fun things. So they've had Christmas around the world. So they've gone to different countries and experienced different things. We've had just the Polar Express Auto Farm brought their train so the kids could ride in the train like they're going to Polar Express. Kindergarten, of course, does their pajama day. And so it kind of really went well with the Polar Express train that they brought. We started this last year as kind of a tradition. So we do a day of caroling. And so each grade level learns a couple Christmas songs. And our music teacher, she puts it on. And so the kids come in and they sing for each other. It's not really a family one, because if we had a family one, we wouldn't be able to have it. We have so many families that come out. So it's just kind of fun for our students and our teachers to kind of help get in the Christmas spirit. The kids sing to every grade, you know, and so it's kind of fun. So we did a caroling, and then, of course, we'd love to have Carbon High Choir come. They're amazing, and we love listening to them. So just kind of that fun last week, just things here and there to help get it kids and everybody in the Christmas spirit.
All right. And so what are we expecting when we come back in January?
January is kind of, you know, there's only like 2 days off in January with some training the teachers will have that they're receiving, and one is a holiday. So really it's just getting back in the groove and picking up, looking at, you know, at all of our data and hitting the road running with interventions and where we're at. And, you know, we do have an assembly. Ballet West is going to come down. So it's kind of nice to get some assemblies coming back in the building. And so we're excited to experience that. We haven't been able to have them for a couple years. So just kind of really getting hit the road running. And we come back, and we only have a week before the end of the quarter, and we're halfway through the year.
Right.
So it's pretty exciting to see that it's gone by fast.
And that was one thing that you and I talked about as well, was the fact that, you know, you're going to be able to get back into having other groups come in for assemblies instead of the teachers and staff just doing the assemblies there. So you'll have that coming up. And then, of course, in the springtime, you'll be able to make those field trips again. And things are back to normal, so to speak, whatever that is now.
You know what? It really does feel like it is normal. I mean, we do have, I think lately we've had more flu going through the school. So it kind of feels like a normal school year. We have just the normal things, strep going around or the flu going around. So it feels like, okay, we've got the normal sick kids coming out right now, not just we've got to shut down this or do that. So it's been kind of nice to have a pretty normal, get back to normal school year.
Most definitely. All right, Polly Volgrinic, the principal out at Wellington Elementary, thank you so much for taking out the time, coming in and chatting with us this morning, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
Thank you, and same to you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.